This week's episode was brought to you by the Tidbits Pod Insomnia Club. We'd love for you to join, but don't lose sleep over it. All right, chums, welcome aboard. This is Jack Tidball. This is Tidbits Pod. This is Taichung Park. You know how it works by now. And June the 21st, be with you. I hope you're well. And I know you've probably realised that I've gotten out of the habit of doing these recently because, as you know, I'm a fucking busy man. And now's the time of year when it's the big student presentation day craft festival thing, which basically means that the school gets the teachers to decorate the classrooms for free with all this stuff. But I've been doing a shitload of crafts. And at home, I've been sort of like snazzing up all the classrooms at school. My two anyway, trying my best. And yeah, I sound like I'm moaning about it, but I've actually really liked it, like the process. And like me and Ivy, we made a big robot out of card and bottles and stuff. And yeah, it's all spray painted and hot glue. It's really nice and it looks good. And we made a UFO sort of flying saucer, and that's got lights in it and stuff. That's fucking sick. I still need to hang that up in the classroom. And oh yeah, in the classroom there's a broken fan on the wall. Instead of pulling that down and making a big hole in the wall, I've covered the fan head with foil, and then I've put a little astronaut suit around it, which looks pretty cool. And it's going to sort of hang there. And yeah, and this, it's just been loads of little jobs. And yeah, on the activity day, they're all going to talk about their stuff they've made. Like I made a robot, but obviously it's about the students. So they've made robots too, and they sort of designed them and stuff. And because they're little, that means that I had to pretty much make them all. And yeah, there's all sorts of like, It's like design tech or whatever. That's it's actually hard to do. But yeah, good little process. And yeah, I'm wondering what's going to happen to it all afterwards. But I think they're probably just going to put it all in the bin when it's finished, I guess. But it's all about the process, isn't it? If you've enjoyed the process, or there's I sound like a little self-help pod. It's the process, not the outcome. Like sand sculptures or whatever, you know, there's that group that makes those, or those, you know, the Indian doorstep things they make with the rice and the pebbles and stuff. What I'm trying to say is that I'm an artist. Let's have a look. So temporary art on doorsteps in India is a centuries-old cultural tradition known primarily as Rangoli. Look it up. Basically, they make nice little patterns, but it's in a doorway, so they blow away. And that's me with these robots and UFOs and all that stuff. I'm going to make it, and I think after this presentation day, it's all just going to crumble away or whatever. But yeah, it's been nice. And yeah, I'm gonna do a little a presentation thing, and these lessons this week, I think I'm gonna give them a little code cracking game, because it's all about AI and robots and all this sort of stuff. So they like to crack codes and stuff, don't they? But yeah, and also, a couple of weeks ago, I was teaching them about the Enigma machine. And then we tried to send each other messages. But then we thought, yeah, why not add that to the presentation day and maybe confuse the parents or something? Could be a laugh. But that's amazing, isn't it? The Enigma machine, cracking that code. I'm the first person to talk about this, by the way. So if you are a historian, you're welcome. drink deep from the font of knowledge I'm about to give you. But yeah, that the chances of getting that machine, it was one in 159 quintillion. So that's 159 and then 18 zeros. So wouldn't you just come in and you'd have a crack every day, wouldn't you? But yeah, you know, imagine, you know our boy Alan Turing. Like, imagine having that brain power, the vision to make the machine and crack that, to make a computer in a world when there's no computers. But yeah, you've all seen the film, haven't you? We've got a little audience over there. Well, actually, he's pulled an acoustic guitar out. I don't know if you can hear this. But it's one lad over there. And they're sitting in this beautiful little... I want to say pagoda, because that's just my go-to word for nice little building in a garden. But it almost looks like half like a temple. And yeah, he doesn't know, but... yeah, I don't know. What's he get? I'm hoping he's going to sing. Did you hear him? Anyway, yeah, let's crack on. And what the hell are we talking about? Oh, yeah, Alan Turing, my boy. You've all seen the film, haven't you? With Benedict Cumberbatch, and yeah, we're not gonna go down a ChatGPT train, but the code breaking stuff, it got me thinking about, you know, life and if that was me, my own capabilities. Like, you know, if I was given that job at Bletchley Park, you know, like, oh, here you go, mate. Here's the Enigma machine. The world's counting on you. Crack in. Can you crack this? We don't even know the odds of cracking it at this point. But yeah, good luck. And I was thinking that, like, I'm so fucking stupid that for me, just the messages being in German, you know, that would have been enough of a code to stop me, kind of thing. Be like, General Tidball, we've intercepted the Nazi messages and we've got detailed descriptions of all their plans for the next 5 years. This is great. And I'm like, yes, okay, let me see. Yeah, fuck you with the Jerry's, okay. Scrinkle, scrinkle. Oh, it's all in German. I guess we'll never know, sort of thing. Yeah, there was actually, fun fact, here's a thing. There was a time a little while back where every time I'd meet a German, I'd get them to teach me a little word or phrase. And yeah, if you're a German speaker, let me furnish you with my learning so that wasn't all a waste of time. So first thing, ich freue mich dich kennenzulernen. I'm not even going to say what they mean. This is only for the Germans. 21, Schmetterling. Kartoffelpuffer, Bleistift, München, Krankenhaus, Schweinhund, Sitzpinkler. Yeah, I think one of those might have even been Mooseburger, previous guest of Tidbits Pod. But yeah, I'm pretty much fluent, actually, so bring on that Enigma machine. I'll try my best. But how did we get here? I'm a little bit distracted by homeboy up there with his guitar. He's sort of half... he's threatening to do a song and then he's not. So I keep kind of half... no, he is singing. You getting it? But I think I can hear flutes. So he's bought a backing track. Oh, and she's... applauding in his face. This isn't good. Okay, interesting. But yeah, how did we get to this point? I was talking about crafts, wasn't I? All right. Yeah, so for this one, I wanted to share with you, this is the bullet point I've made here, crafts and insults. And this is mental. So, yeah, this is one of the worst insults I've ever heard, other than obviously the racial ones and stuff, but there's no humour in those. But this insult, this was one of those things that's, it was just a little throwaway line, but it's really stayed with me. So, you know, and you, I don't know, I thought it was just a bit grim. So I was doing, this was last week, doesn't matter when, but I was doing some paper mache and I was listening to some old Louis C.K. clips recommended by YouTube. Thanks very much. And he was talking about Brooke Hogan. Do you remember her? But anyway, yeah, all the people in this story are awful, including me. But yeah, there were people, it was a sort of radio host set up, and they were talking about Brooke Hogan. And then in Louis C.K., he interrupted and he just says something like, "Why are you talking about Hulk Hogan's grown-up cum?" I mean, that's fucking awful, isn't it? Like, that's worse than all the big hitters. I mean, you know, call me a cunt, call me a dickhead. If you're an American, call me a blockhead or a goofball. You know, whatever, all the big ones over there. But grown-up cum, that's so fucking bad. Like, I don't know, hi, I'm Jeff Tipple's grown-up cum. You just, I mean, number one, it completely erases any reference to the mother sort of thing. So it's already laced with hateful misogyny or whatever. It's already wrong. but yeah, and then two, so reductive. Because obviously everyone... Oh, God, it's disgusting. But yeah, imagine that. Like, anyone that's talking about their kids, and from now on, just replace the kid's name with "my grown-up cum" or something. So, I don't know. Like, oh yeah, that's great. My grown-up cum is 13 now. And yeah, he's choosing his GCSE options. Oh, cool. Have you heard about Nigel's grown-up cum? Fantastic news. He's developed a machine that's going to clean up all the plastic from the oceans, and we're going to have a cleaner world. Oh, yeah, well, my grown-up cum can speak three languages. Oh, but, yeah, and it needs the source as well. Bad choice of word. You always need to say the dad. So, I don't know, if you've got a multi-generational story, do you just keep going back? Who's a famous family? You know, it's not Henry VIII, it's Henry VII's grown-up cum or whatever. This is Bridget. She's not Bridget, she's Peter Fonda's cum. But then who would Peter be? He's Henry Fonda's cum. You know the guy from A Few Good Men. Peter's one of Henry's few good spermatozoon. I think that's the specific term, by the way. Like, one sperm is the collective, and then no, the group is sperm, and then one is spermatozoon, and then an undeveloped spermatozoon is a spermatid. So, should I change this podcast to Spermatidbits Pod? Episode one, sperm genesis, and then episode two, coming soon, and then I'll just leave it there. God, this is a struggle, isn't it? It's been a while. I'm getting back used to it. But the worst thing I think about all of this chat and that insult is that today is Father's Day. So we've got a rare little sojourn into current affairs for Tidbits Pod. yeah, through a life-changing insult that I'll probably forget, but it's putting in some horrible images in your head, so I apologise for that. And yeah, okay, so I guess if the penis that you came out of is still around, and you're listening on the day of release, again, excuse that phrasing, then be sure to remind the person that owns that penis that you or that their cum is thinking about them, and that Jack Tidball, aka Jeff Tidball's cum, wishes them well. And yeah, there's some grown-up cum on the hill singing a lovely little tune there. But I hope this is picking up. It's actually really fucking funny, because he's not facing her anymore, and now I think he's singing to her, or a little serenade or whatever, but she's just pacing behind him. Been a bit of a distraction. But yeah, no, gets a bit... I think I'm going to cut this one off. Maybe this is going to go into lost tapes. No, it's not. Listen to him. You getting that on the breeze? Okay, what I'm going to do, I'll sign it off, and then I'm going to go for a little strategic walk, and I'll try and record him. Is this illegal? Probably. But, yeah, okay. So, gathering up all my shite. In the words of Scroobius Pip, happy Father's Day, motherfuckers. See you later. Let's go on a little journey. Okay, stealth mode. It still looks like I'm on the phone. She's shouting at him now. Doesn't sound like Chinese. There he is. Right, all right, listen in now. Right, I'm just going to tie my shoelaces. Ah, no, okay. There's too many people walking about. I think he's, God, I'm a weird fucking cunt. What am I doing? Anyway, I'll sign off there. Catch you later. All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. One last thing. We all know that Henry Fonda wasn't in A Few Good Men, he was in 12 Angry Men. Amongst all the things that were wrong about this episode, that's the one thing that I've been thinking about. So thank you for letting me clear that up. Enjoy some singing bowls. Clickety clack.
You know that we have a first-degree murder charge here, and if we vote the accused guilty, we've got to send him to the chair. That's mandatory.
I think we know that.
Let's yeah, let's see yours where.
Yeah, we might as well.
Okay, anyone doesn't want to vote?
Try with me.
Okay, then just remember that this has to be 12-0 either way. That's the law. Okay, are we ready? All those voting guilty, please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11. Okay, that's 11 guilty. Who's voting not guilty? One. Right. 11 guilty, one not guilty. Well, now we know where we are.
Boy, oh boy, there's always one.
Oh, what are we doing now?
Well, I guess we talk.
Boy, oh boy.
You really think he's innocent?
I don't know.
I mean, you sat in court with the rest of us. You heard what we did. The kid's a dangerous killer. You could see it.
He's 18 years old.
Well, that's old enough. He stabbed his own father 4 inches into the chest. They proved it a dozen different ways in court. Would you like me to list them for you?
No. Then what do you want?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!